From Washington, this is VOA News. Gunmen kill polio workers in Pakistan. Liberia says it will go ahead with an election. I'm Dave DeForest reporting from Washington. The top U.S. general in Europe says he is alarmed at the Russian militarization of the Black Sea Peninsula of Crimea. Jamie Detmer reports.
General Philip Breedlove, head of the U.S. European Command and NATO Supreme Allied Commander, told reporters here in Kiev after meetings with Ukrainian leaders that he's alarmed at the Russian militarization of the Black Sea Peninsula of Crimea, which Moscow annexed from Ukraine in March.
We're concerned that the capabilities in Crimea that are being installed will bring effect to almost the entire Black Sea.
The general said the military build-up by Moscow includes cruise and surface-to-air missiles able to exert, as he put it, military influence on the region. Jamie Detmer, Kiev.
Gunmen opened fire on a polio vaccination team in southwestern Pakistan today, killing at least four people and wounding several. Police say three female health workers are among the dead. The incident occurred in Quetta, the capital of Balochistan province. Authorities say that attacks on polio vaccinators in Pakistan within the last 4 years have left nearly 70 people dead. The violence has undermined anti-polio efforts in Pakistan. The Associated Press reports that Liberian officials are going ahead with planned elections next month, an indication that the nation is bouncing back from the Ebola epidemic. The rate of Ebola infection has dropped to fewer than 100 cases weekly, and elections that had been postponed earlier and rescheduled for December 16th will go forward. This is VOA News. Hong Kong authorities cleared a main protest camp today and arrested two leaders of the Occupy movement. Occupy demonstrators are calling for greater democracy for the semi-autonomous Chinese territory. Police hauled away several protesters, including student leaders Lester Shum and Joshua Wong, during the several-hour operation to clear barricades from a road in the Mong Kok neighborhood. The AFP News Service quotes a spokesman for Aung San Suu Kyi's party as saying talks will be held soon on amending Myanmar's constitution. The constitution was put into place by the military junta that formerly ruled Myanmar, also called Burma. Following the recent United Nations resolution condemning the dire human rights situation in North Korea, the South Korean parliament is considering taking action on the issue. Brian Patton takes a look.
The two major political parties in South Korea have diametrically opposed views on North Korea. The ruling conservative Saenuri Party supports cautious dealings with the Kim Jong-un regime. The bill it is sponsoring in parliament would provide funding for North Korean human rights and civics groups operating in South Korea and would empower the Justice Ministry to document human rights violations in North Korea. The more liberal New Politics Alliance for Democracy Party believes that outside agitation and condemnation will only further isolate the regime. Brian Patton, Seoul.
European Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker says a $380 billion stimulus is needed to restore the European Union's economy and show the world Europe is back in business. The European Commission chief said Wednesday $26 billion in seed money would flow from EU institutions under the proposal to improve investor confidence in Europe, at where massive government debt has undermined an investment market recovery.
Money will not fall from the sky. We don't have a money printing machine. We will have to attract money and make it work for us. Today, we are setting up a new architecture that will make this possible. The key is to provide a risk-bearing capacity that can unlock additional investment.
Juncker said the European Investment Bank would be the prime mover in delivering seed money in areas that would otherwise not attract private investment. The UN Security Council is expressing concern about the deteriorating situation in Libya and its impact on regional peace and stability. In a statement today, the 15-member council said there is no military solution to the crisis in Libya and condemned the escalation of violence there. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.